the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we are now between the ascension and the descent, the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into heavens, and the Pentecost. Pentecost is the day on which the Lord sent His Holy Spirit to dwell in the hearts of the believers and to give birth to the church. As we are now in the 10 days between the Ascension and the Pentecost, the church reminds us with the function of the Holy Spirit in us. And why has the Lord Jesus Christ sent His Holy Spirit to dwell permanently in the church? From the beginning, the Lord wanted Adam to be a pure vessel and a pure body in which the Holy Spirit can dwell in him and his wife and all the mankind. But unfortunately, as Adam and Eve fell into the original sin, and then their body became able to fall in sin, and not only able, but afterwards Adam and Eve became not personally, but I mean the mankind became very desirable to disobey the word of God and to commit many sins. And because Adam and Eve knew the original sin, which is the evil and good, there was no solution but to let them die and to live. But the Lord loves them very much. He cannot leave them die. Because if He leaves them die, it means that He is disabled. God, He could not protect them from living forever as He created from the beginning. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ agreed to take the body of man from which He paid the price of our sins through His incarnation, crucifixion, death, buried into the tomb, and resurrected after 3 days. And after He spent 40 days with His disciples and the people, that He appeared to them, teaching them all the issues concerning the kingdom of heavens, He had to ascend into heavens. So He ascended into heavens to put our body at the right hand of the Father, or to put our body that He took from the Mother of God in the kingdom of heavens. And then there is the absolute solution of the problem of mankind, who from the beginning disobeyed the commandment of our Lord. But now, through the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, He is able to inherit the kingdom of heavens, or live forever in Jerusalem, in the heavenly Jerusalem. This is the story of salvation in few words. Now, because the Lord loves and still loving every one of us, so He did not leave us without power. He did not leave us just in this world to fall again and again and again and become very weak and then put ourselves again in the same problem and then be prevented from the kingdom of heavens. That's why when He ascended into heavens, He sent His Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God dwells in my heart, the Spirit of God gives me the power of resurrection, gives me the forgiveness of my sins, gives me the ability to hate evil and to love good, strengthens my will so as to struggle against the world. And the world here in the Bible has three meanings. Number one, the world as the whole creation in the whole world. And number two is the world that is full of sins. And the world in which all the bad things under the authority of Satan be betraying and trying to defeat the will of mankind. And the world also can be the world of God, the world in which the Lord said to us, in the world you will have tribulations, but be in good cheer, I have overcome the world. Here, number two, he said to them, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And I want to tell you something very important before speaking briefly about the Holy Spirit. The world in this meaning hates us when we reject and refuse his amusements, his desires, his sins, his bad pleasures. But at the same time, he respects us very much. The world, as he hates us, he also respects us. On the contrary, when I come in the world like a dead fish means to come with the wave in and forth and back. This is the meaning of bad fish. Bad fish means that the water takes it here and there, and this is a sign between the alive fish and the bad fish. The alive fish can swim against the wave, against the water, because it's alive. It's against the world. But the dead fish has no power. That's why when they want to describe someone, he's bad, saying, you are dead fish. Dead fish, yani, you don't have wills. You don't have good personality. You don't have your good structure to say no when it is no and to say yes when it is yes. So here, the world, when he sees me, a dead fish, he loves me, but he despises me at the same time. As he hates me when I refuse, he respects me so much. But as he loves me because I go with him, he despises me. He looks at me like something has no value at all, whatsoever. And look at the history of the church, you will find that the saints and the martyrs, up till now, still alive in our hearts, in our church, in our songs, in our glorifications, they're still alive. While the bad people, the persecutors, those who lived like a dead fish in the world, although they were very famous people, where they are now? Where is Diocletian? Where is Nero? Where is Herod? Where is Caiaphas? Where is Pilate? Where is all of these people? No one mentions them. But those who were alive fish in the world, still strong, up till now, although they departed 1500 or 1600 years ago. Anyhow, the function of the Holy Spirit in my heart is to, number one, remind me with everything the Lord told us, Jesus Christ. And we know that the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the inspiration of the whole scriptures happened to the writers, either in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, through the Holy Spirit. All the Word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Number two, the Holy Spirit was with the Holy Trinity from the beginning, from the creation. When we read the book of Genesis, we find that in the beginning, the Lord created heaven and earth. Yes? And he said that the earth was dark and the Spirit of God was wavering on the face of the water. From the very beginning, the Spirit of God was cooperative with the Holy Trinity in the creation. The same thing happened in the incarnation of the second Adam, Jesus Christ. When the angel said to St. Mary, don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Then the Holy who will be born from you is the Son of God. As the Holy Spirit was in the Old Testament with Adam, the first, he was also with Adam the second, Jesus Christ, when he incarnated or was incarnate from the womb of our Lord, of our beloved Immaculate Mother, Saint Mary. The Holy Spirit not only inspires us in the scriptures, but also he takes from Jesus Christ and gives us. He takes the power of resurrection from Jesus Christ and gives us. How? Through the baptism. The Holy Spirit comes on the water. The Spirit of God comes on the water and transfers the water into a tomb. And every one of us was immersed in the tomb three times, buried, and then resurrected from the water again, which is symbolizing or resembling or giving us the power of resurrection after we die three times as the 3 days of our Lord in the tomb. The Holy Spirit is confirmed in us in the sacrament of confirmation, the Meirun. 36 crosses in all our body to confirm us in the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit lives in you. Now you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now you are the vessel in which, from which and in which dwells the Holy Spirit and from which the Holy Spirit behaves. This is the function of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit forgives your sins when you repent and go to confession. And Abuna gives you the absolution and the Lord gives you the forgiveness of sins. Abuna doesn't forgive you. Abuna cannot forgive you. Because Abuna is not the Redeemer, is not the Savior. Who forgives you? Jesus Christ. What does the Abuna do? Gives you what we call absolution. Absolution means the Lord, we absolute this man or this woman who repented. And then the Holy Spirit comes and forgives our sins. The Holy Spirit also gives us the body and the blood of Jesus Christ in the liturgy every time. This is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit unites the man and the woman in the wedding. They come two and they leave one. They come groom and bride. After the Holy Spirit blesses them, they leave the church one body and one spirit. This is the function of the Holy Spirit. And blessed and wise is the person who recognizes the function of the Holy Spirit, and not unwise, the person who ignores the action or the function of the Holy Spirit in him. Or we can either ignore, we can either refuse, disregard him. We can either insult the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit be sad in us. Why? When we quench the light of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. That's why he said, "These things I command you, that you love one another as I loved you." As I loved you. I loved you up to death. Love one another up to death. Not the selfish love to ask for yourself, but the love of God to give to the others and prefer the others on yourselves. Through these 10 days between the Ascension and Pentecost, I beg you, my sons and my daughters in Christ, to come back to yourself and say, what is the relationship between me and the Holy Spirit who lives in my heart? Do I obey the voice of the Holy Spirit? Do I go according the commandments of the Lord, which the Holy Spirit helped and inspired the prophets and the apostles to write in the Holy Scriptures in the Bible? Do I obey His voice when He urging me not to go in bad places, not to commit impure deeds, not to think bad thoughts, not to do anything against the will of God who dwells in me? So this is a very important. I can ask myself how long I haven't been to confession, how long I haven't been repenting, how long I am not regular praying or reading the Bible, how long I am not visiting the sacrament of confession or the sacrament of the Holy Communion. These are the functions of the Holy Spirit. When I ignore that, then I put myself apart from the salvation, apart from the redemption, apart from the goal that the Lord has come, incarnate, crucified, resurrected, and ascended to heaven, and sent the Holy Spirit for me to prepare every one of us for the kingdom of heavens. Please, come back to yourself. Please, do not be drowned in the businesses of the world, although if they not appear bad things, but at least anything which puts me apart from the work of the Holy Spirit in me could be something affects me badly, affects me in a bad way, and could be something which can delay me from the spiritual growth and the inheritance of the Holy Spirit when He comes to take me into heavens, or when I come to Him, to the paradise of joy, waiting for Him to come again to take me to the kingdom of heaven. Our beloved people who departs from here to paradise of heaven, we have a relationship with them. They know us. They pray for us. They know our problems. And this is what we call pleading or intercession. They plead for us. Bisallunna. Or they intercede us. Biyatashafau. Min aglana. We ask them, those who are in paradise, when they praise the Lord, to remember us in their prayers with our beloved Dr. Montez Gwergi also, who is in heavens now, and he is among the people who are in the paradise of joy. That's why sometimes from time to time we have such a liturgy or such a memory for him. We pray for his soul as he prays for us all time. May the Lord accept their prayers for us and accept our prayers for them. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Stay.